Support Networks, a guide for self-advocates by Community Living, British Columbia. This booklet is about building a network of people in your life. If there is something you don't understand, ask someone you trust to help you. What is a support network? A support network is made up of many different kinds of people who care about you. A support network is family and friends. A support network is people in the community who get to know you. The cashier at your grocery store, the bus driver, your hairdresser. A support network is people you spend your time with often, coworkers, teammates, classmates. A support network is people you spend your time with sometimes, neighbors, friends of friends, people you know when they see you. Why is a support network important? Having a support network is important so that you can feel welcome and safe. Having a support network is important for having fun. Having a support network is important so someone will be there for you in an emergency. Having a support network is important because people you know will notice if you're unhappy or hurt. Having a support network is important so there's someone you trust that you can talk to. Do you have reasons to want a bigger support network? Why are we talking about support networks? We're talking about support networks because you may want to feel closer to your family and friends. We're talking about support networks because having unpaid people in your life is important. We're talking about support networks because you might have great services but still be lonely. We're talking about support networks because everyone needs to pay attention to who is in your life and who matters to you. We're talking about support networks because you have strengths and gifts to share with others. Where can you meet people? You can meet people at work. You can meet people in your community. You can meet people through people you already know. You can meet people in your neighborhood, through clubs or teams, at the coffee shop, where you go shopping. How do you connect with people? Start with hi. Connect with people by being friendly, smile, be positive, be helpful. Connect with people by treating others the way you would want to be treated. Connect with people by asking them what they like to do. Maybe you have something in common. Connect with people by taking it one step at a time. Connect with people by collecting phone numbers of people you want to keep in touch with. Calling one person. Making a plan to do something together. How else could you connect with people? How can you get started building your network? You can start by talking to your family. You can start by asking your staff for help. You can start by telling people what's important to you. You can start by checking out www.bcpersonalsupportnetworks.ca or Safe Places Online, www.facebook.com/clbc.selfadvocates, www.facebook.com/clbc.families, www.communitylivingbc.ca, www.startwithhi.ca. You can get started by keeping in touch with people. You can get started by thinking about who you want in your support network. You can get started by speaking up for yourself. You have the right to choose who will be in your network. Remember, wherever you go, there are people to know.